SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa pagpapatuloy po ng ating usapan, kanina tinatalakay natin ang homelessness ng mga kabataan. Tumataas po ang kaso ng homelessness na ito habang marami pa ang mas batang populasyon ang hindi na kinakaya ang gasto sa renta. Umaasa naman ang mga youth ambassadors na sa pagpupondo ng gobyerno sa youth foyers, isang hybrid social housing at homelessness service ay makakatulong sa mga kabataan na makapag-focus sila sa pag-aaral sa halip na paghahanap ng tirahan. Lumaki sa foster care at naharap sa homelessness sa edad na 19 si Alex Lipman, at ang pagkakaroon ng maayos na accommodation ang bumago sa kanyang buhay.
It gives us independence and that sustainable housing. For myself, that sustainable housing has led on to a career path in IT and also working for different skills like buying a motorcycle, buying a car, you know, and getting ready to go out, right? These 2 years have built up a private rental kind of space.
At makalipas ang isang taon, nagtatrabaho na siya ngayon bilang isang youth advocate. Nagtungo siya sa Canberra para mangampanya kasama ng iba pang youth ambassadors na palawigin ang Foyer Foundation Program. May parehong karanasan ang kapwa advocate ni si Tyra Chan Hampton.
I had a lived experience in the out-of-home care sector, which forced me and my family to experience homelessness. I then later in life also found myself experiencing unstable housing and I was studying at my university degree.
At nauwi naman sa pagka-couch surfing o itong nakikitulog na lamang sa mga couch na mga kakilala ang isa pa sa mga youth ambassadors na si Brea Dorset habang tinatapos ang kanyang pag-aaral sa Victoria.
So it was already quite a challenging year. 2 months into couch surfing, I found myself at the doors of the Foyer Foundation, and that was the wraparound support service that really helped me to finish my Year 12 VCE studies and move into university and take control of my life.
At yan ang tinig ng ilan sa mga natulungan ng Foyer Foundation. Mahigit 1/3 o 30% ng mga homeless na Australian ay nasa edad 25 pababa. Sa kabila ng mga serbisyong kanilang na-access, halos kalahati pa ang walang kasiguraduhan sa kanilang pamumuhay at paninirahan. Narito ang pahayag ni Kate Colvin, ang Chief Executive ng Homelessness Australia.
When we're talking about youth homelessness, what we really mean is children and young people who come to homeless services without a parent or guardian. So we're talking about young people 15 to 24. And particularly teenagers who flee home are often doing so because of violence in the home, or perhaps they've come out as gay or trans and they've been rejected by their family and have left for that reason, or neglect in the home.
Ayon pa sa ilang advocates na ang mga shelters at crisis accommodation ay hindi sapat para sa pangangailangan ng mga kabataan. Isang grupo ng community organizations kasama ng mga youth ambassadors ang nananawagan sa federal funding na maisama ito sa May budget. Nais nilang mapalawak ang four-year program at makapagtayo ng dagdag na 10 40-unit buildings para sa mga kabataang walang matuluyan, naghahanap ng suportang pang-edukasyon at trabaho. Narito ang tinig ni Amy Cavallaro, ang Foyer Central Manager.
Young people have the opportunity to stay between 18 months and 2 years, which I think creates some stability and real opportunity and a safe space for young people to stop, breathe, set really intentional goals about where they want to go in the future.
Sang-ayon naman dito si Alex Lipman.
We have that midterm housing, it's for 2 years, and 2 years is very big in for a youth person. You know, maybe they get 2/3 of their degree done, or they're building up in their job aspirations as well. So this aspect of having your job, your education, your employment all in one with the youth development coaches helping you out really builds a young person to go out there and have confidence to get maybe a new private housing or, you know, a job, you know, higher up than what they already are.
At dahil sa programang ito, nasa 80% ng four-year residents ang nakahanap ng maayos na bahay at karamihan ay nagkaroon din ng trabaho. Ayon pa sa Chief Executive ng Four-Year Foundation na si Liz Cameron Smith, makakatulong din sa pamahalaan ang pagpupondo dito.
Because we know that for every dollar invested in a youth foyer, it delivers a $6 return. So it's actually a cost-effective solution that should be one part of the government's response to youth homelessness in Australia.
Ito rin ang pananaw ni Homelessness Australia CEO Kate Colvin.
Now, youth foyers are an important housing model because they provide young people with support around their education as well as support around other issues and provide a safe living environment for them. So one of the issues when young people flee a violent home or end up in a situation where they're homeless is that sticking with education can be really difficult because they don't have those family supports that other young people have.
Sa isang pahayag naman ni Homelessness Minister Julie Collins, sinabi nitong nangako ang pamahalaan na tumulong at naglaan ng gobyerno ng $91.7 million sa loob ng 3 taon. Umaasa si Alex Lipman na magdudulot ito ng positibong pagbabago sa mga tulad niyang nakaranas ng paghihirap at homelessness.
Youth especially, disadvantaged youth, there's not a lot of housing options. When you go in the private market and there's only about less than 1% available, you're versing everyone. And as we are still going through, we're still doing uni, we're still working part-time, there's not enough maybe money to really go into that market. So having FOIA built in that as a social housing, affordable housing, it really helps the youth that are coming through that are disadvantaged to really get an opportunity to gain that rental experience, then to get out when they're 21 or maybe 22, 23, and then they're, oh, sweet, I can go into the private market and I have 2 years' worth of experience in my hand for that.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Ruth McHugh Dillon at Alexander Jones para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.